Historical death certificates are usually, pretty straightforward. Heart failure, pneumonia, case closed.
Right.
But a stack of declassified Cold War military logs and old medical charts we're looking at today paints a much darker picture. Welcome to today's deep dive into the heavily guarded file of Corporal Gerald E. Inks.
It's a really fascinating file.
Yeah, it really is. So our mission for you today is to unpack how this gritty World War II tank driver's combat record pulled him into a highly classified atomic assignment ending in a 1955 medical mystery where he supposedly died from, a sudden allergy to bird feathers.
Which sounds completely absurd.
Sure.
But that single bizarre medical detail is actually the key that unlocks a completely hidden life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But to make sense of the end, we kind of need to look at his baseline in these military logs. So Inks was a recon driver for the 72nd Tank Battalion.
Ah, the Red Devils.
Exactly. This guy was at the absolute vanguard of the European theater. He fought through the hedgerows of France and used his tank as a literal shield for retreating American infantry during the Battle of the Bulge.
Sub-zero temperatures, too.
Yeah, just brutal conditions. And crucially, his file notes that he was completely fluent in German.
Which is huge, because surviving those brutal frontline campaigns is one thing, but then his path just abruptly shifts. He gets pulled off the front and sent to Paris to chauffeur high-ranking VIPs, including General Omar Bradley.
Right.
I mean, that is like taking a frontline infantryman covered in mud and just tossing him the keys to the presidential motorcade. Was military intelligence using this chauffeur gig to, test it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Driving the top echelon of Allied command in a city crawling with spies, I mean, that required a flawless disciplinary record.
Yes, that makes sense.
Right. You needed the highest security clearance and just absolute discretion. Intelligence saw a combat-tested soldier who wouldn't crack under pressure, and his language skills made him an incredibly rare asset. They were officially grooming him.
So because of that proven discretion, he was a perfect candidate for his post-war deployment to Grimmend in Austria, which, on the surface, sounds like a beautiful lakeside retreat.
Oh, but the declassified files show it was anything but a retreat. It was actually a chaotic nerve center for Operation Paperclip.
The U.S. mission to hunt down Nazi scientists.
Right, and it was a hotspot for fleeing SS officers. So they desperately needed his German fluency for covert translation and logistics.
But instead of just upgrading his clearance, the military issued Inks a completely new second serial number, a process called sheep dipping.
Yes.
Wait, sheep dipping? Giving him a fake serial number seems overly complicated. Like, why couldn't they just slap a top secret clearance on his existing file and call it a day?
Well, a top secret badge still leaves a paper trail on a conventional military roster.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, when you are running black book operations involving high-value Nazi targets while the Cold War is freezing over, any bureaucratic footprint is a huge liability.
Wow.
So sheep dipping severs the soldier from standard payroll and oversight. You essentially become an administrative ghost, accountable only to intelligence.
And since he was now a ghost with ultimate clearance, he gets funneled into the earliest, highly unregulated national stockpile sites, places like the Birdcage at Fort Campbell.
Right. And these were subterranean nuclear fortresses with tunnels carved 80 feet deep into the earth.
80 feet.
Yes, super deep. Down in those poorly ventilated bunkers, highly clear workers like Inks were handling the first generation of atomic weapons and inhaling alpha-emitting uranium isotopes.
And inhaling that radioactive dust is what leads to his premature death in 1955 and the death certificate paradox we mentioned earlier. The civilian doctor listed the cause of death as both a dose of radiation and a sudden allergy to bird feathers.
Right, which sounds crazy until you look at the biology. When a person inhales alpha particles, they bombard the deep air sacs in the lungs.
And the body panics.
Exactly. It floods the area with white blood cells to fight the damage, which severely scars the tissue and stiffens the lungs. And it just so happens that inhaling microscopic bird dander triggers the exact same defensive scarring.
Wait, really?
Yeah, under a 1950s microscope, the tissue samples look biologically identical. Radiation pneumonitis perfectly mimics bird fancier's lung.
That is wild. So it's like a smoke alarm going off. The alarm sounds exactly the same, whether it's triggered by burnt toast or a blazing inferno.
That's a perfect analogy.
So the civilian doctor is seeing the body's end stage alarm, the severe lung scarring, and assumes the civilian cause, bird dander, simply because the government completely denied Inks was ever exposed to an atomic inferno.
Precisely.
It's like a mechanic trying to diagnose a spaceship with a car manual.
He saw the damage and guessed the closest civilian equivalent he knew, but he still suspected the truth enough to write the word radiation alongside it. That was the clue that survived the cover-up.
Incredible. Corporal Inks made a profound silent sacrifice. He fought from the vanguard of the European liberation straight into the lethal, unregulated shadows of the atomic age.
All while his post-war existence was hidden by administrative tricks and forced medical mysteries.
Yeah, it completely shatters the illusion of a neat, precise medical diagnosis.
It really does. His story forces us to look differently at the official records from that era. You have to wonder what else was buried to protect the early Cold War.
Exactly. So I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder today. If a literal atomic radiation death was brushed off as a sudden bird feather allergy on an official government document, how many other bizarre historical medical misdiagnoses are actually hiding classified Cold War secrets right in plain sight?